In his op-ed in the Tribune, Reverend Willie Wilson said, "I do not agree with President Trump on a lot of issues, among them tariffs, cuts to international aid, education, Medicaid, and National Institutes of Health Research, plus his executive orders that will set racial progress back decades. However, I welcome the National Guard to Chicago if it will save lives from violence. The value of human life cannot be measured, and life must be protected at all costs." Those were the words you wrote, right, Willie?
That is absolutely right.
And you're standing by him today. Have you gotten any pushback?
Well, yeah, there's been some. And, I mean, a lot of people have been messing on Facebook. I've been very positive. You can go to Willie Wilson Facebook and see all the comments there. But, you know, it's been some up and some down, always controversial. But with me, there's no controversy with me about trying to help save lives, you know? I mean, I support saving lives regardless of what cause behind it. It's nothing more valuable on earth than saving lives, you know?
And so you believe if the National Guard is here, lives will be saved?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you took a look at the last 11 days in Washington, D.C., there have been no killing there. And then for them 11 days, those people don't have to take their loved one to the cemetery and bury them.
I get it. But, you know, people who study crime and follow crime say you can't form statistics in 11 days. You've got to look 6 months to 6 months or year to year, and that only time will tell. So what if the Guard was to come to Chicago, what would you like to see them do?
Well, pretty much get the crime down, the killing, robbing, the raping, the carjacking, things of that nature. Long as they can help save lives, and I don't care if it's for one day. One human being life is worth it, you know. So I just think that the Democratic Party people, whoever they are, whatever may case be, have not done a good enough job. Every weekend, there's somebody getting killed. And if you look back over the years behind you, you've got people getting killed left and right. I mean, so a couple weeks ago, you know, as you know as well, over 20-some people got shot. And this past weekend, over 20-some, or five of them got killed. And is anybody that's going to help? Hey, look, let's help them. I do not agree with a lot of things that President Trump have done today, but I do agree with him on this one.
And what about the black community? You are a great part of the black community. How are they responding to what you're saying?
Well, a lot of people are very positive about it. A lot of people that want to be negative about it, they probably have indebted with rent from government or something, and they cannot afford to go out and sit, you know, for whatever reason that may be.
Well, I think it's because cracking down on crime based on the party affiliation of a governor or a mayor is not the way to go about it. As you know, it seems as if the administration is only targeting blue cities. So that's what raises suspicion.
Look, whether it's blue, red, or whatever city it is, you're saving lives. And when you're saving lives, I take the politic out of everything.
But it's not out of it, Willie. But let's pursue this a little bit. Why don't they go? I mean, why wouldn't you advocate that they go to Memphis instead of Chicago, where more people are dying, or St. Louis, where more people are dying?
I don't think it's an issue of going where they're going. I think it's an issue of saving lives. That's my opinion. I just think it's an issue of saving lives. Now, you got people in Chicago or Memphis, but particularly Chicago, can't come out of their house because of spread of violence. You know, you got people that senior citizens been locked up a long time and in their apartment can't come out. You got people that at school, kid getting, you know, pick up, kid getting shot and killed. It is a problem. And this person for me as well. Because, as you know, may not know, I have a 20-year-old son that got killed.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
I'm so sorry about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a thing that you have to take there and look at. When someone do right, you follow what's right. Now, look, people say that, okay, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm an XYZ, XYZ. I forget about that stuff. Lives come first to me.
So you
may- I'll support anybody that's what's right. That's just my opinion, you know?
And it's you can't how do I you can't argue with that opinion. I mean, I certainly understand it, but it, I'm just trying to get to a different angle of it. In that, while you support the troops coming here because they're going to save lives and that's a good thing, will you also say that the president is choosing Chicago for political reasons and not going to more dangerous cities like Memphis and St. Louis?
And you know what? Whatever his motive is. As I look at it, he's saving lives.
Yeah, for you, it's the value of a human life. Yep, I get it. I get it. You also said in your op-ed that Mayor Johnson should hire 1,000 more Chicago police officers. Is that something you would have been able to do if you were mayor? Because that seems like a pretty tall order.
Well, let's put it this way. The first priority of protecting in politics is protecting your citizen. You know, that's very priority. You can't put a value on human life, all right? Now, let me put it this way, too. If you know, Mayor Johnson, as well as the governor, Mayor Johnson got, my understanding, got over 100-some police security around him. The governor got security around him. Why don't they take some of the security around from off them and see how they would feel and protect the neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, I think that can be said about any politician because, as you know, they are definitely targets and probably get death threats on a very regular basis. So, as I'm back to what you said, every human life has value. When a politician is assassinated or is injured, it throws the city into even more chaos. But I get what you're saying, Willie. I mean, you're a reverend. You lost a child to violence in Chicago. I get it. You believe if you can save one human life, that it's worth it. I fully understand where you're coming from.
Let me put it this way as well to you as well, is that, look, I basically know what's going on as related to crime. Let's take, for example, if you all happen to be locked up in your house too afraid to go out, you want protection. If you got your kid going out to school, you want those kids protected. You got your mother or your spouse going out, you want them protected by all costs, whether the National Guard coming in or hiring more police officer. Whatever that may be. But one thing about it is that if it's for 2 weeks or one day, they got a chance to live on Earth one more day.
Absolutely.
One more week.
I gotcha. And honestly, if I thought the National Guard was going to be at CTA platforms or they were going to offer children safe passage to school through gang-ridden neighborhoods, or they were going to be in those neighborhoods where older folks couldn't ever come out, I think their presence would be welcome. I just... you know, we're at a situation where none of us have any control over it. We'll just wait and see and find out what happens.
Well, one thing about it, I know those people in Washington, D.C. for 11 days, and these people right here were welcome just to go out their house for a while if they saw police around them, National Guard around them. You need 1,000 or 1,500 more police officers short. Why not hire them and get them in here to protect his citizen if you don't do it?
I would guess that has to do with money, Willie. I would guess that has to do with money. I think you know it has to do with money and budgets and all that, too. And if we're spending $1 million on the guard a day, heck, after 10 days, I think you could hire 1,000 police officers.
But wait a minute. But let me say this to you then. Well, why didn't they? Did they spend over $1 billion on illegal immigrants?
Yeah, I get it. All the same questions.
What's the argument for that?
I say
illegal immigrant now.
I gotcha. That's always been a point of contention, especially in the black community, hasn't it?
Well, look, no doubt about it. So how can they make an argument that way about money for police officers when they bring illegal immigrants in and spend all those money, those dollars, put them up and everything else? It's not right. And when they take out other things that they spend dollars on, budget, but they don't spend it on its citizen, They always got excuse parts.
Willie, I just looked at the clock. It is 2:30. I was supposed to be into that news break a couple minutes ago. You know how it works around here. You got me in trouble, Willie.
Thank you very much, Willie. Thank you for that.
Thank you, guys.
See you later. That's Reverend Dr. Willie Wilson.